Ako si Hallie Fernando. Bahagi ako ng Puma Podcast team at nagtuturo rin ako ng yoga at meditation. Ito ang Meditation Muna, isang series ng guided meditations para sa lahat ng open dito. Baka first time mong mag-meditate, o baka nasubukan mo nang mag-meditate at naghahanap ka ng ibang paraan mag-practice, o baka curious ka lang. Whatever brought you here, welcome. Sana mahanap mo ang grounding na kailangan mo. I hope this inspires you to move with mindfulness and compassion. Isa sa mga issue na kinakaharap natin ngayon ay ang COVID-19 pandemic. Mahirap, nakakapagod, at nakakatakot. We can feel the fear and anxiety from all over the world. At nakikita natin ang takot na ito sa panic buying, paglaganap ng false information, paniniwalang every man for himself, at pati na rin sa xenophobia o racism. I'm not going to tell you to be brave at this time. Neither am I going to tell you to ignore negativity. In fact, lagi kong sinasabi sa mga estudyante ko na mag-ingat sa messaging tulad ng always keep calm, think positive, or good vibes only. Kahit sinong psychologist sasabihin na ang pag-focus sa positive lamang ay hindi nakabubuti. Instead, ang gusto kong gawin natin ay i-acknowledge ang fear, ang anxiety, at ang iba pang emotions na quote-unquote bad. Let them surface so that we can learn from them. Sabi ng isa kong spiritual teacher, fear in itself is neither good nor bad. Fear is information about what is deeply unwanted. Thus, somewhere within that fear is also information about what a person deeply wants and needs. Yung fear of isolation, pinapakita sa atin na gusto natin ng connectedness at relationships. Yung galit natin sa kawalan ng aksyon ng gobyerno, pinapakita sa atin na gusto natin ng leaders na may malasakit, may paninindigan at accountable, lalo na kapag may crisis. When we realize the power that lies in allowing these emotions to surface so that we can observe them without judgment, then we realize that there is space for all of it. We are capable of feeling fear, anger, loneliness, just as much as we are able to feel and practice love, kindness, and compassion. Simulan natin ang meditation. I invite you to find a comfortable seat. This can be on the floor or on a chair. Anywhere comfortable that will allow you to sit with a tall spine. Allow your hands to rest on your thighs or knees, palms facing up or down. Or if it's comfortable, you can have the fingers of both hands clasped or touching. At paghanda ka na, maaari nang pumikit. Become aware of the sounds around you, the sounds in the room and outside. No need to attach any stories to the sounds, just observe. Allow them to become white noise, blurring in the background, knowing that in meditation, there's no such thing as a distraction. It's all part of practice. Become aware of the surface underneath your seat, supporting your weight. Notice the contact points between your body and the floor or the chair Become aware of the air touching your skin, the air gently brushing against your arms, your face. Again, no need to attach any stories to these sensations. Just observe. Relaxing your legs, starting from the ankles, moving up to the knees. Then the hips. Relaxing your shoulders and neck. Relaxing your arms, wrists, and fingers. Softening the belly. Unclenching your jaw, relaxing the face, eyes are soft, forehead is smooth. Taking a moment to notice if there are still any parts of the body holding tension or fatigue. Give these parts permission to relax. Our bodies like relaxing, sometimes we just need to allow them to relax. You are in a safe space. Let's share three breaths to release any remaining tension. We'll inhale through the nose to fill up the lungs and exhale through the mouth, sighing out any remaining tension and fatigue. Go ahead and exhale completely to let out any stale air. In through the nose, sigh it out. Two more times. Resuming normal breathing. As you continue to sit, bring to mind a feeling or an emotion that you are currently struggling with. It could be something like fear, hopelessness, anger, fatigue. Don't think too hard. Usually the first thing that comes up is what we need to work on the most. We'll work with one feeling or emotion right now. And you can always go back to this meditation if you feel like you'd like to work on something else later on. When you have that word, I invite you to sit with it without any judgment, without wanting to push or hold on to the emotion. If you like, you can also say to yourself, I see you, fear, I see you, anger, I see you, whatever emotion you chose to sit with today. And notice if you start feeling anything in the physical body when you start confronting that emotion. Maybe there's heaviness in the shoulders or straining in the neck. Maybe it's a reaction somewhere deeper in the body, in an internal organ. Maybe it's a tingling sensation or dull pain, or even your mind racing. Whatever it is, sit with it. Observe it from a place of non-judgment. For a few moments, feel that physical manifestation in whatever intensity it is showing itself right now. Almost as if you're curious about it. Now bring all your focus on the part or parts of the body that are feeling this emotion the most. Send a message to those parts of the body. Tell them it's okay, they are safe, they are supported. Begin to soften those parts, allowing them to relax. If you like, you can also take a few deep breaths, letting go of any tension brought about by this emotion. Then, begin to relax the mind, relax the mind, relax the mind. Begin to draw all your awareness to the breath. No need to change the way you're breathing, just observe, noticing air going in and out of the body. Anytime your mind begins to wander, which is normal, the mind loves to wander, you can gently bring it back to the breath. Treat any thoughts like clouds in the sky. Parang pinapanood mo lang sila. No need to hold on to anything. No need to push anything away. Just watch. Let's stay here for a few moments in stillness. Keeping the eyes closed, bring awareness to the breath. For a few moments, just observing the chest and belly rise and fall with every inhale and exhale. Such a subtle movement we take for granted, but it's such a beautiful movement because it reminds us that we are alive. Become aware of the air touching your skin. Become aware of the surface underneath you, supporting you in your meditation. And then expand that awareness, taking in sounds around you. There's a saying that goes, "What we resist persists." We meditate not to avoid negative emotions, not to push the undesirable away. We sit to feel, to observe without judgment or resistance, so that we can learn. As I mentioned in the beginning of our sitting, fear is information. Emotions we oftentimes resist are also sources of information. When we meditate, we practice coming face to face with these emotions, observing them, and learning from them. So, what is it that your fears are telling you? What is it that you desire? And how can we act not out of fear, but from a desire of something better? May we keep showing up for meditation and practice observing without judgment. In doing so, we practice viewing difficult situations and difficult emotions not as something to ignore or be ashamed of. Instead, we sit with them, learn from them, then finally let them go. We'll close practice sharing a breath. We'll inhale through the nose to fill up the lungs, and exhale through the mouth, making a sound like fogging a mirror. So it'll sound something like this. Exhale completely. Go ahead, breathe in. Thank you for joining me today. Muli, ako si Hallie Fernando at ito ang Meditation Muna. I-follow ang Meditation Muna at ang Puma Podcast sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts o Anchor. Marami pa tayong guided meditations sa mga susunod na araw.